Some clouds will be with us tonight and early start of the morning, but it's a cooler kickoff to Tuesday. It's going to be a less humid feel through the day, but it does warm up again as we're now under somewhat drier air. In the morning tomorrow, 60s go to a high with skies becoming partly sunny to about low 80s. Partly cloudy Wednesday too, 60s in the morning, the highs of low 80s. Increasing winds, some clouds too. Thursday, the humidity's higher with a breezy high of lower 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's Henderson Auctions two-day spring contractors auction. Selling construction equipment, industrial equipment, farm equipment, tractor trucks, service trucks, dump trucks, pickups, autos, trailers, containers, ATVs, campers, boats, and more. Thursday, March 16th, Friday, March 17th, beginning at 9 a.m. at Henderson Auctions, exit 22 off I-12 in Livingston, Louisiana. Preview info now at hendersonauctions.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing, when the sun comes shining through. When you're crying, you bring on the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Won't you be happy again?
When you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Thank you for letting the horns play a while, Josh. So today is February
27th?
There we go.
2023?
Yes. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. And James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Hey, hey.
Good evening, James. Well, James, y'all had a tornado, right?
had a few blowing last night, actually.
James is in Oklahoma.
Yeah, one was, just a few miles north of us. It didn't really do anything here at all, except for rain like crazy. But, it was like sheets of rain. It was crazy. But I went to go to work in town in Norman, and the tornado went through there just a little bit. But it was just enough to really make all the streetlights around town randomly not working. So,
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, we're in 80 degrees down here with a cool wind, which is really weird.
I was looking at this Zoom Earth thing that shows satellite and radar, and it's really cool because it's animated too. And what you're experiencing, what all of us are experiencing right now, is this giant weather front blowing in from the west of Baja, Mexico, and then coming across that hot Mexican desert and right up to us.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's why you're running 80, and it's been in the 60s all day here today. So it's a great big old warm front blowing in from the south. And it's trapping all that cold air up, or concentrating all that cold air up in the north, and they're getting froze out. So, yeah, it's some fun weather.
It's too weird. Well, I got a setup on my phone where they said the United Marshals Service suffered a security breach over a week ago that resulted in a compromise of sensitive information. And, of course, it's on NBC News, but, you know, they write headlines sometimes with David Brock when they twisting stuff up. But anyway, this should have been plastered everywhere because it affected the system that contains the law enforcement sensitive information, including returns from legal process, administrative information, and personally identifiable information pertaining to subjects of the U.S. Marshal Service investigations third parties and certain employees. Well, they discovered ransomware and data exfiltration event affecting a standalone system. Well, now you can go after who rigged the 2020 election, and if you know all of that. Well, you know, people...
we wouldn't want to do anything like that. That would make sense.
Right, right. You know, these people don't matter. America first.
You know, I remember when Obama got caught spying on everybody, right? Had the NSA spying on everybody in America, and the court supposedly ordered him to stop. And the Democrat response to Republicans going, hey, you're not allowed to spy on everybody. Their answer was, well, if you've got nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear.
Yeah,
and that's
great.
The way I feel about an audit about the election. If they got nothing to hide, then they have nothing to fear.
Exactly.
And if they weren't trying to cheat, they would have demanded that there be an audit just to prove
right. Exactly.
You know they love rubbing stuff in our faces.
Right.
So the fact that they didn't want to have an audit done, that's all I need to know.
Right.
They cheated, and they know they cheated, and they don't want it to have an investigation.
Cheated? Call it what it is. It's treason.
That's exactly what it is.
You affect a presidential election. It's treason. But you see, people don't recognize.
And they colluded with foreign powers to do it.
Right. That's even worse. So... like as if
you know, so that's why they didn't want an investigation, because they're guilty of sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they knew for a fact they were innocent, they would have said, "Sure, go ahead and audit it."
Well, you know, now they get Katie Hobbs down in Arizona that elected herself governor. They have information on her, exact information that she's been getting money from this. Sinaloa cartel for a while.
Well, I suppose that's fitting, right. Given the fact that she ran a Banana Republic style election up there.
Right, right, exactly.
Get somebody from the cartel to run her campaign.
Right, it's wild. She even threatened the people in four counties that discovered serious vote fraud. But they had to be exact. You know, you lay everything down. You got to be exact of how they did it, the method used, and how they falsified the documents to give it the appearance of legitimacy, the vote count. Well, she calls them up and threatens them. If you don't certify this, you're going to be arrested. How can anybody do that? I mean, look.
Well, Banana Republic people do that.
Yeah, no, I got that from... Jock Sanborn, the drunk on the bench.
I mean, I don't know. And, you know, and the reason that this doesn't bother the left is they have no moral center. Right. Whatever is convenient for them, whatever, you know, the ends justify the means. Doesn't matter if it's illegal, unconstitutional.
Right.
You know, if they win, that's all they care about.
Right. That's why we got drunks on the camera. Nancy Pelosi can... figure out when her January 6th game starts unraveling, because they had to wait 2 years to get her emails. Clear plan of decreasing the security on January 6th. Clear plan of who was involved with her to incite violence. And one other person now pops up, was beat to a living pulp, because finally they got the video on the internet through some kind of way that they couldn't scrub it. So it stayed up for long enough for people to see it, maybe 2 days. But it was brutal. So there were Capitol Police, there were Antifa and Black Lives Matter people dressed like Capitol Police.
Today in court, or it may have been yesterday in court, the Proud Boy informant for the FBI, he got blown apart on cross examination.
Really?
Contradiction of his own testimony to the FBI after contradiction after contradiction after contradiction. His entire story is blown.
Wow. And so will they release any of the people?
Well, I mean, I guess we're going to find out after this trial is over. It's not over yet. You know, mm-hmm. That's just pardon me, but yeah, it's not looking good for the prosecution. And I mean, the whole January 6th story is coming apart. I mean, if they had that one video of the extraordinarily obese white cop. Unprovoked shooting stun grenades into the crowd.
Right, I saw that. Yeah, that was nasty. We're going to have to take a break, and we're going to come right back in a few minutes. And we're sitting here with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and our good guy, Josh, at the board. And you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's French for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
There we go. I was doing stuff. I want to hear the music, though. Payback.
Now you pump. You got to get ready for the big payback.
The big payback.
Yeah,
that's where I land. Oh.
The big payback.
Oh. I can do wheeling.
Yeah.
Do dealing.
All the way to New Zealand. Now dig this, y'all. I happened to get an alert on my phone about 3 o'clock. You know, to let me know, written request can be submitted to change the name or to add a name to the recall petition. But you have until 4:30 to do that. So an hour and a half. Oh, yeah, well, which can you expect? You don't think you're going to get this information any convenient time. But, you know, that's how things go in New Orleans. But you see, I don't know if y'all had Acorn by you, James, but Acorn's headquarters was in New Orleans. So we've had a lot of, when they do floats, you know, in the image of mayors in a diaper and stuff like that, or somebody else would, you know, blow smoke up everybody's, you know, hiney, and that's what the float is. That's sort of weird. But, you know, when they threaten to take away the Mardi Gras cruise license to march, permit to march, then the next parade was nothing but penises, you know, because that's what City Hall was. It was dickheads was the name of the situation. And I live like two doors off Royal Street on Marini Street. And I could see it from my porch, and it was friggin' hilarious. First, I didn't understand it. I said, why are they doing this? I don't like that. And then somebody told me, it's City Hall's a bunch of dickheads. Oh, okay. And then I saw this graphic on the top floor of the Civil District Court building, and it was King of, and I can't say it, I don't know. This was the name of the artwork. You think I could say it? King of Cock and Coke was on the wall at the court building. I mean, I had, yeah. And so what I'm getting at is we've had a string of corruption that was so bad that it lands at the feet of Cantrell. Now, you know, we got to say what needs to be said, because Acorn had infected the bench, you know, and every other corruptocrat that was running a scandal from Sewage and Water Board, you name it, RTA, you name it. They were so comfortable in embezzling money. They would be taking a $500,000 check from the RTA and dumping it, $350,000 of it, into their own personal account on the day that it was stolen from the RTA. And you're going to say no bankers were involved in this? They didn't know what was going on? Same thing with the school board. You know, running interference for the payroll of the New Orleans Public School Board to be so padded that they had so many deadbeats on the payroll of teachers that never walked back into the courtroom after they went out on medical leave for 10 to 16 years without a medical assessment.
Wow.
Yeah. These kids were having to walk around raw sewage falling in the corridors of the school. They had classes that had no teachers because they had met the quota with the deadbeats. They should have, what they should have done. That's what happened, and nothing was done about it. They had people on the rolls in their maiden name that weren't even teachers. So they cash in their checks. But it's all going to lay on a woman. And so I don't know Cantrell. Believe me, when she was sitting in the courtroom to give support to this kid that carjacked a number of people, and there's the victim sitting there horrified. Yeah, you stepped overboard on that one. I don't care what the excuse was. So, but at the same time, you got a DA's office that was letting the kid out that wound up dragging Miss Ricky up the street. These kids never even stopped. They were entertained by that happening. She bled out in the street. You know, Absolutely crazy. An elderly woman that was an insurance agent and helped other elderly people and people in the community. You know, this is who has to have a gun in the face. So those four are going to be taking a trial together. They're not going to be split up. So that's good. And they're going to be tried as adults, you know, because your brain's got to really be.
Well, they need to really do that a lot more with these youthful offenders. I mean, I had to have spinal fusion surgery because of a 17-year-old felon. You know, and so anybody that thinks that, you know, oh, it's a kid, you know, like Trayvon. Like, Trayvon was 6'5" and weighed nearly 200 pounds. And anybody that thinks he, you know, thinks he couldn't be dangerous is somebody that size.
Right, and this is what NBC accommodated David Brock from Media Matters and President Obama to write headlines for NBC. And when they put a racial slant on it, because it's not necessary to do that, when they put a racial slant on it, and it was discovered by a person that was interested in tracking the 911 calls, and they discovered that the 911 calls had been altered to put a racial slant on it, those NBC executives were fired. They should have been criminally charged because of what they incited. And then you got the president. I mean, look, you like Obama, hey, that's fine, but there's no reason for you to lie. And then you help get a pedophile in office, you know, and now you want to normalize pedophile. You got something wrong with your brain. Other people's kids. No wonder the United States of America, by 2013, under the Obama-Biden administration, with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, became known as the pedophile and child capital of the world, trafficking capital of the world. Yeah. And we can't deal with Haiti or anything like that. Habano, when they closed down the Clinton Global Initiative, as Bono from U2 stepping up grandstanding with good work, the Global Initiative did, and Hillary Clinton, yeah, they took Gloria Gaynor, Gaylor, who was in prison for kidnapping 33 Haitian children. Bill Clinton got her charges changed after she's convicted and had it dumped to unauthorized travel for 33 kids she kidnapped, was taking them over the border.
Unauthorized travel.
Yeah, unauthorized travel after she's in prison serving time for it. So we had, you know.
I didn't even know that could be done.
I can't, but that's it, you see. And then Klaus Eberwein, who's coming here to give testimony how all the money from Haiti was stolen through the Clinton Foundation and a global initiative giving it to NGOs like George Soros and everything. Oh, we can't have an investigation because Obama's come up with $8 billion for a nutrition program that they have more people in prison for embezzling because their food guru didn't have the experience or the resume that they claimed he had. But hey, that's how you got slop with the children thrown out, and then how they were going through Treme armed guards with, like, the food police.
Oh. Fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. After 17-year-old Nakobia Keller was killed Saturday night while driving on I-110 in Baton Rouge, police are asking the public for help. They believe a passenger in her car was being targeted, and Sergeant L.G. McNeely says they do not have a description of the vehicle that was shooting at Keller's car or a motive.
At this time, we hadn't had anything come into Crime Stoppers, but we're relying heavily on the community to give us calls that will assist us in our investigation.
Keller is survived by her 4-year-old son. A recent poll paid for by the Jeff Landry campaign shows the attorney general with a huge lead among Republicans and independents in the 2023 gubernatorial race. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says Landry polling at 48% is not surprising because he has good name recognition.
He's done a great deal in sometimes filing lawsuits or filing legal proceedings that are intended in many ways to garner media attention.
The primary is October 14th, LRN.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Arabee, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Look here! Don't do me no done favor. I don't know karate, but I know karaza.
I always like that line. No karate, but give me a minute of music.
Get ready, you mother, on a big payback. Hey, I'm a man, I'm the son of a man, but don't take care of
yeah. So, had some maniac that decided to get me a Facebook account and solicit people to contact me and discuss elderly abuse with a picture of my mother. Obituary. As if I haven't been on the air talking about what happened with being targeted. That Phil Whitman of Stone Pigman Law Firm with his cash cow, Daniel Lamb, has been behind. An active pedophile, you know. But I mean, hey, we can't. In this town, I mean, you know, you got a son of the Louisiana State Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, driving underage people around, and he just gets a pimp charge like Maxwell. But we can't know about that because they were providing children to some of the field agents with the FBI. So things get swept under the rug real fast, like when they had Operation Wrinkle Road, which I didn't know was occurring because it would have been a whole different thing when the FBI asked me to wear a wire. But I didn't want to do anything to hurt people's lives wearing a wire. But I was told that if I, I didn't want to wear a wire, I wanted to know what were the legalities of me recording people threatening me and what was going on, racketeering. And they told me, it's like you can record the whole thing, you just can't walk off on the recording device. Huh, Cindy Lou? You get a good charge, babe. And can't walk off on the recording device to hear what people are saying when you're not involved in the discussion. Now, they eventually busted Operation Wrinkle Robe, which was on the Jefferson Parish judges. I mean, you know, having splitting old people up to get to what they owned by getting them a divorce behind everybody's back, you know, I mean, really. And then one day, the mother goes off for a nice, to the hair salon, and never gets returned back home. And her husband's looking for it. And so they serve the man on a Friday afternoon, evening, that he's got to come to court on Tuesday with an attorney for his divorce proceedings. And other stuff that they had planned. Same judges, same attorneys of what was going on in Orleans Parish because corruption's inbred. So there's no way in the world when they were embezzling money from the state court registry that the feds didn't know about it. Same thing when they were doing it to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation. They had to know about it. People were getting beat up, acts of violence. People went to jail for what they did to people because they couldn't cover it up. That's from the other radio station. So when they put this little case history, you know, of WWOZ, you know, from that time, there was a common thread that was going on with the EEOC complaint and Daniel Lanois, and it was the obstruction of transcripts and the fact of Dolores Lindsay, Judge Michael Bagnaris's political appointee, that used ineptitude as a virtue to embezzle all that money through the radio station. And if they wouldn't have done it with money that I had earned, I would have never known their method. But you see, they like that. And they were getting deliveries of cocaine to the WWOZ administration office. But that was in the 90s now, going into the 2000s. And they have a better group, still some leftovers. But under this new executive director, it's been around for a while, Dallin Marshall, he's got it covered, and he's got it operating as, you know, music and an art form. And Mr. Marshall was the director of the Contemporary Arts Center when they first started, CAC. And that's where Bunny and I did the Sunglasses After Dark concerts. You know, so we had history with him, you know. Other people didn't. But anyway, that was pretty stupid, because then it brings up the fact that Bagnaris allowed Dolores Lindsay to play games with documented proof of my income they had to turn over to court because they wanted to take away my IFP status. And that's informal pauper status. Now, the police were very corrupt at that time because they were intimidating and beating on people, witnesses, under Eddie Compass. Y'all know how corrupt that was. So, you know, y'all are stupid, but you see, you got Eddie Compass, you got D.A. Connick, D.A. Cannizzaro. Police are still dirty, but they cover for them. That's why there was a stage gang stalking, gang assault in the 3rd District. They played into Whitman on in St. Bernard Parish to cover up for the police. Home invasion. When and kept us locked up in a house. Yeah, we'll get to that. But anyway, but you see, that's the way they operate. But I kept telling them, y'all don't stop this. If I get back on air, I'm going to blow up your whole game. So all I'm doing is telling the truth. Now, if people want to play against me, you know, because I can understand Cannizzaro feels like he's in a hot seat, you know, because they got him screening criminal cases in the state attorney general's office. And, you know, he's running for governor, you know, so it's going to open up having Chinese checkers with all the thugs in place. But you see, the identity theft ring still operates and still threatens me about what they're going to do to me. To send me in prison for something I didn't do, and you'll never have a picture of me in a bank doing it. But, so now you got a state senator that's going along with that, plus the phony documents that the DOJ, the U.S. DOJ busted the Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans for doing the same thing that was done with my family and using witnesses from the Catholic Church, high up in the Catholic Church. Then you get a Most Pious Award when you pull this off. And then when we find out about it, it's like, what? I need to protect my mother. You know, y'all play games with this? What's going to happen to our assets? Oh, don't worry about it. Get a weapon in her face. Still have a stab wound on my arm, know who the nurses are that refused to help me get a police report, know who the hospital is that refused to report what was going on to Medicare. You got to report it. It's federal law. Even to ask for a patient advocate social worker. If you don't like the way somebody's bathing you in a hospital, you could change the person out. If it becomes difficult, you just ask for a patient advocate social worker. Now, if somebody threatens you in a hospital room to not talk to the doctor, yeah, you need to get, there's no excuse not to get a police report. None. You got injuries. So, hey, you covered up the murder of Betty Trosiclair. You covered up setting up the house for a home invasion. And you had my mother living under this, the way I found a Beto living pope in a hospital. Bruno's blaming their bank theft schemes on me. And the people over the studio had my mother sign documents. Really? And y'all turn around and put that up on the internet with my mother's obituary photo and Daniel Lamont with these court case histories. Boy, you stupid. But hey, when you got those attorneys playing with paper where they can call you up on the phone and threaten you if you don't come to court, you're going to be arrested. See, I'm not angry. I have fury. F-U-R-Y. See you after this break.
But I had my voice on a hill.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carville. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carville Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Join me, DJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
I don't care what she does. We'll be doing just like she was. Take those kids and raise them up. Show them how to drink up a righteous cup.
Damn. So as if these judges didn't expect these musicians to play for their fundraisers. Then my voice goes out because it's from PTSD. And you're going to mess with me. Oh, no mercy now. So anyway, James has a background in criminal justice. And he could tell you about how police officers are supposed to conduct themselves. Surely not. Not telling you, put down the phone. Well, can I go to the bathroom? But you can't take your phone with you. Yeah, so I can't call for help for what these people were doing. But my mother's in the front room with a known violent offender that they leave in the house. Even though I had a stab wound on my arm, I was less than 24 hours old. See, they kept switching out the police officers to talk to me, so not one would have the whole story. So that's one thing. And they knew the man had tried to break into our house to get at me when my mother told me that they were using an ID in my name and physically forcing her to go to the bank. And that's why, and she wasn't hurt from falling. She was hurt from being beat on. You think I'm going to forget about that? I don't care who you are. No. Not even with the Catholic Church. You're a bunch of pedophiles anyway. And all the lawyers that protect you are pedophiles too. That's why you got to pay to keep your identity quiet. I heard about that. Yep. You got to pay to not have your identity exposed as a pedophile. That's pretty good, huh? So it seems like your game came back and strangled you. You know. How you like that, James?
When you got to pay somebody to not get doxxed, I think they call that blackmail, don't they?
Yeah, and these are judges on the bench, lawyers, DAs, FBI. Yeah.
Well, I think it's for me, especially our the FBI, has definitely outlived its usefulness.
Oh, and,
you know, I mean, honestly, all of our states have an equivalent. You know, like Oklahoma's got the OSBI, and I don't know what they call it in Louisiana, but it's probably something similar to that, you know?
Right.
And you know, we don't even need the FBI anymore. I mean, it's behind everything that went on the you know, January 6th, and the video is proving that. And it's just, I don't know. Our government has gotten so big that we can't keep it accountable, and the government knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's pathetic. They don't even get it with the spy balloons and stuff. You know, it's like, oh, my God, he's doing such good work. Yeah. Well, that's what a pedophile looks like, and that's how they act. They don't make any sense. You know, like Lamar used to masturbate on the roof of the building every time somebody across the way was having a white linen body.
Wow.
Yeah. And this is how we getting the studio off the ground, and this is what the lunatic's doing. And when he did it in Paris, he almost got the hell beat out of him because he knocked on the door of an apartment in the building we were staying in. I stayed separate from that freak. And he was knocking on the doors to borrow a cup of sugar with no pants on, just a shirt, no pants on, and socks. I happened to see him.
That took you 5 years in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, I said, what are you doing? He was hiding in the stairwell, knocked on the door, said I was going up the hill, and I was going to dinner at the church with the priest that I met. And that one, Americans as priest in Paris. So I went back across the hallway, and as I turned to go back to my place, because he's not answering the door, I see a man down in the stairwell, and I'm looking. I said, Dan, is that you? And he goes, well, yeah. I said, what are you doing? And he goes, nothing. He starts walking up. He's got a cup in his hand. He's got a shirt on. It's like the underwear that Canadians wear, you know, thermal, and no pants on. And this story was told to other people, so this ain't nothing I'm coming up with at a late date. But when he did that, and after we got back to the States, he pulled some more with the neighbors. I said, oh, great. So I told him, look, you got to get help. There's an imaging group called Johnny B. Good Imaging Group that handles things just like that for musicians and artists that can't discipline themselves. Yeah. And I left a nice note and everything. And I said, let me know how you do. That's it. So, because I won't go along with his perversions that he's doing to everybody, it's called blasting. There's a name for it. It's called the blaster. Just like CNN's legal analyst was masturbating during a Zoom conference, and he allowed everybody to see him. Oh yeah, he should have got charges, not sensitive training. And that's the lunatic that's that's counseling Don Lemon. Boy, that's crazy.
Well, you know, I was reading something. Old Don Lemon's down to his final strike. The CNN apparently told him that if he has one more incident on the air, he will be unemployed.
Well, that's good, because he's pretty nasty. Because what he did here down in New Orleans, they had to cut the feed. Because I was there. He had to cut the feed.
Yep. Don Lemon is as racist as any dragon of the Klan.
He was whining. Yeah, this is something that people don't realize. When they start the commotion about the black-white stuff, they don't know that Joe Biden was with the KKK. They don't know this. They don't know that his close friend and associate was Robert Byrd. I mean, come on. Al Gore, too. Senior. Yep.
Oh, it doesn't
okay, look. We got a slide over. It's. We'll see you same time next week. We have a Cash App for the Beat Exchange. Cash App, you know how to use it. And our post office box is 71006, New Orleans 70172, and Barbara Hoover at WGSO if you want to send a question that'll answer on air. I'll even answer your dirty questions. So, and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. We'll see you same time next week. Stay tuned, because we got a devout Democrat coming on with a sports show. You're listening to WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange.
He's good to the last crumb. Be sure to ask about additional Leidenheimer products when we return, and visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Ooh, Leidenheimer, that's what I said. Ooh, Leidenheimer,
that's ranch for bread. Leidenheimer.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together,
the
we can do
the best in wining and dining
things.
Daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.